They're old, they're bold, sometimes even cold. They're nutty, they're kooky, and often kinda wookie.
Wookie, what the?
They'll rave and rant till you pee your pants. They're Brian and Lisa, and they both like pizza.
Pizza? Who wrote this?
They're groovy, fantastic, but most of all sarcastic. It's Sarcastic Senior Show.
Oh my god, that is the stupidest intro song I have ever heard.
I like it. It's peppy.
And wookie. What the hell kind of word is wookie?
It's a cool word. I made it up.
Yeah, right.
Headsets on.
Check.
Sound levels.
Check.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Lisa.
And we are
the Sarcastic Seniors.
All right, what are we going to do this week?
Welcome. It's December 12th. Thank you for joining us. And we'd like to do a couple shout-outs from fans on our Facebook page.
First, Kathy K. from Dubuque, IA. Thank you for being our very first follower, Kathy. You have the glorious honor of knowing for all time, for eternity, that you took our podcast virginity. And we are so grateful because it was good.
Oh, boy. And we're on morning coffee, folks. Secondly, I would like to do a shout out to Denise from Bayahib in the Dominican Republic for being our farthest away first week follower.
Dominican Republic.
Yep.
Holy cats.
And please say hello to your wonderful husband, Vladdy. We need to get down there soon, someday, I hope. And that way, Brian can meet you too. Looking forward to it.
Where did we come up with enough string to put those tin cans together so that we could get off of the Dominican Republic?
And also, we evidently have some listeners from Great Britain, we found out this week. Please introduce yourself either on the show page or on our Facebook page so we can give you a shout out as well.
Are those our orgasmic listeners?
Oh, boy. Organic, honey, not orgasmic. Get organic. Your mind out of the gutter. It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Organismic?
Organic, idiot.
Organic. Lisa, why don't you explain what organic listeners are? Because I understand the orgasmic listener.
Oh, boy. Okay, on to the show. Now, we know it's the season to be grateful, and we're not taking away from any of that, but we thought it would be fun to talk about things that piss us off. Brian knows from living with me.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. You know what? If you can laugh at the things that piss you off, life is a little easier.
And it saves you from being in jail for homicide.
I'm going to start with hot dog buns.
Really?
They piss me off. They piss me off, and every woman or man that's ever gone shopping knows what I'm talking about. You're going to cheap out, throw some hot dogs on the grill. They come, what, 8 dogs to a pack, ladies and gentlemen. You go to buy same said 8 hot dog buns, and you can only buy 10. It's the biggest ripoff in the grocery division.
2 extra hot dog buns?
2 extra hot
dog
buns.
That really pisses you off?
It pisses me off. Either put 10 hot dogs in a pack or 8 hot dog buns. One or the other, make it even.
Well, I see your point, but I mean, that kind of tells us a little bit about your threshold for getting pissed off right there.
Yeah. It's not very high.
And by the way, I just put peanut butter on those 2 extra hot dog buns and take them to work for lunch. They're good with jelly, too.
Well, things piss you off.
They do sometimes get jammed up in the toaster sometimes when I try to put them in and toast them.
Yeah, I know. And I always know when I got to clean the kitchen and clean said toaster.
Yeah, I know. And then they start on fire in the toaster and they set off the smoke alarm.
Yeah.
That's why the fire department was at our
smoke alarm. Is that what that thing is? I thought it was my kitchen timer saying dinner's done.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, we have visits often from the fire department.
Yeah, well, I thought they were just being friendly and dropping by.
Well, that me too. You know, especially I have a brother, a much, much older brother named Flo Lodgett. You know who you are. Who's a longtime fire captain in our hometown here of Dubuque, IA. And so we know a few folks on the fire department. And yeah, at first, when they started coming, I thought they were just stopping by to say hi, to be friendly.
Yeah.
And then they said something about, we've got to do a report, and we need some feedback from you, and how you're going to get all this smoke out of your house, and is anybody hurt? And I realized this is kind of serious business going on here. So,
yeah. Yep. Here, I just thought it was the kitchen timer.
Yeah, well, apparently we're not the only ones that have a tendency sometimes to burn things in our kitchen. I know it's, again, we talked last week a little bit about the memory thing. Sometimes remembering that you have something on the stove or have something in the oven is...
Oh, bless my sweet mother.
Oh, boy, let's not go there.
We're going to see her in a couple of weeks, but I got to put this out on the air because I just love her. I am blessed with the... sweetest woman as my mother on the face of the earth. But she has coined a phrase that I now use every time I goof up in the kitchen.
Yeah, she's listening.
Well, she'll put something in the microwave or in her little toaster oven or on the stove, and then she goes back to get on the computer. I know it's probably to play games, but I'd like to think it's to listen to our show. And then pretty soon there's a smell and smoke. And when she's telling me about this on the phone, she just says, well, and then I went back to play games and, you know. So, Mom, thank you, because whenever I start burning something around here, Brian says, well, you know.
Yes, Flois Lit, we do know.
We have to change everybody's name. So other things that piss me off. Anything that is marked new and improved. You go grocery shopping.
How does this piss you off?
Because you go grocery shopping, laundry detergent's on your list. You've got Tide sitting there, and then you've got the new and improved Tide. Well, which one are you going to buy? No, I won't buy the new and improved. I'll buy the crappy old stuff that you had to fix. It's retarded. If you make something new and improved, take the crap off the shelves.
Right. Now, this one I can really... The hot dog bun was a little bit of a stretch thing. But this one I can really dig on. Okay, because you're absolutely correct. So, essentially, if it's new and improved, what they're telling you...
The other one was junk.
They've been ripping you off when they're selling you the other crap.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm down with that.
Doesn't anything piss you off? Because my list is long.
No, I'm pretty happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, right.
You piss me off.
I piss him off a lot. I pissed him off before this show. I piss him off before coffee. I piss him off everywhere we go.
Yeah. No. But it's okay, you know, because I'm just a stupid idiot. So.
Mm-hmm. He is.
She says that affectionately and accurately.
The stupid idiot.
The stupid idiot.
Okay, three little words that make my blood boil. Easy assembly required. Uh-uh. No way, no how. Why, if I'm going to a place, I'm not going to use a store name, but I used to spend a lot of money twice a year at a home improvement store. And you'd see something on the floor, and then you'd go to buy it, and they'd wheel out a box that looks about a tenth of the size of this grill. And you bring it home, and you lay it out, and there's 25,000 parts, and the instructions are in Chinese, and you got to wing it and put this thing together. Mm-hmm. Or if you'd have had, and when you're done putting it together, there's always one little electronic part and one screw that look like they probably could be important.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't figure out where that screw goes and get it inserted properly, then the thing just falls apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you're out there looking at those new grills, I found out that you can buy the floor model where those guys did all the work and put it together, and they'll give you a discount.
Yeah, it's only easy for them at the store because they put together about 200 of them.
So they'll charge you less, and they've done all the work to take a floor model. Take a floor model. 5 minutes after your kid runs into it and puts a dent in it, it's used anyway.
Yeah, that's an oxymoron anyway. Easy assembly.
Yeah, it is. It easy is. Assembly. It's stupid.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, both of us, obviously, kids and, you know, going through the Christmas holidays and kids' toys. And so we've all seen, or grandkids' toys at our age now, we've all seen that easy assembly required mantra. And so we've all had experiences with that. I think it's fortunate, Lisa, if your experience is only having one part left over. Usually I'll have four or five left over. Where's this go? You know, and you're holding it up to the thing, trying to figure out like it's going to magically, magnetically vacillate to the area of the thing that it's supposed to. Oh, yeah, it's supposed to go under that flap and around that little corner. Perfect.
The year before the handsome one here and I got together, I had an apartment, and I bought these great bar stools, which we're still using today off the internet. They came in three little boxes about the size of boxes you put pies in. I got a little scared. I got out the instructions, poured the 10 tons of parts all over the floor, and I got out a bottle of wine. Took me all night. In fact, him and I talked on the phone that night, too. And got them all together, but I was a little afraid of them because there was a handful of parts left.
A handful.
It's only
three bar stools.
I called a girlfriend, we'll call her Sissy, and had her come over. And she goes, oh, that's so nice that you invited me over. And I told her, because I'm honest, I said, you're here to test out the bar stools.
Yeah.
And that was how we spent our evening.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, since, of course, if you did happen to catch our Virgin episode last week, you know that we would like to hear from you and we'd like your feedback on things that we talk about on the show. So I think that could be one of our challenges for this week for our audience. Please respond via our feedback. How do they get to our feedback?
You can do it two ways. Facebook. We want to build our Facebook followers, so you just go into Facebook and search the Sarcastic Seniors. You'll see our ugly mugs. Click on it. You're there. Like the page, and you can leave comments there. Or if you have a smartphone, you can just go in and do a voice Google search. Type in the Sarcastic Seniors. It'll come up with two of our places, a YouTube channel, which we're still working on, so don't click on that. There's nothing there. And then it'll come up with our podcast. And if you click on the podcast thing, you'll only have to do this once, because then there's a little button that says follow. And I tested it out on my phone first to make sure it works, because I'm old and technologically challenged. You click the follow button, and then it sends you like a text message every week when there's a new episode. You can also comment there and do other things. So we're easy to find. We don't want to hide from you. We want to make it easy.
Yeah, there's an area in there that they can go in and post.
Yep. You know, yep. Either on Facebook or on our Blog Talk Radio page. You can leave comments. We want to hear them. Show ideas. We definitely want to hear that. But we'd like to be able to give you shout outs. Like, we've got these listeners from Great Britain. I'd love to be able to attempt a British accent and say hello. You know,
orgasmic listeners.
Yes, our orgasmic listeners. You wonder why I call them idiot folks.
Let's see if we can get some feedback on things that piss you off.
Yes, yes.
We would love to talk about some of the things that piss you off. I'm sure that some of those may piss us off also.
Face to face with someone. Never touch your wrist. Good Lord, it's morning. I'm not on wine yet, folks. That'll be after this afternoon. You touch your wrist like you want to know the time. For the love of God, buy a watch or look at your smartphone. It drives me nuts.
No watch, touching the wrist. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Where's it? Let's go. You do that all the time, Lisa.
I do not.
He's always late.
And he said it. He said it. This man is never on time. That's another thing that pisses me off.
That is true. I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. Okay. The last thing here on this, and now explain this one to me, Barbie. Barbie pisses me off. Why does Barbie piss
you off? Barbie pisses me off. Icon. You know what? Every mother knows our kids, our daughters get their self-image, and we buy them toys. I was guilty when my kids were little that are so unrealistic. If Barbie was a real woman, she'd be bedridden. She'd have a 13-inch waist, perfect 36-inch hips, and 65-inch boobs. She always looks glamorous because her makeup is painted on, and we let our little girls play with this stuff. And then we wonder why they say, oh, I don't want to eat, or I'm fat. You know what? Body types are all different.
If Barbie was a real woman, she'd be a Stepford wife.
Yeah, she'd be walking on all fours because there's no way she could carry that upper half.
Yeah,
Barbie's pissed me off.
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting, though, if you could, if real women could actually turn their limbs around backwards. And...
All right, this is not a nighttime show. Don't go there, filthy man.
I wasn't anything filthy. I just think that's fascinating. Barbie is kind of the first female contortionist, don't you think?
She is. I never thought of it that way.
The contortionist movement. You know, just think how many circus contortionists, you know, were when they were young kids. Maybe they're all from Romania. Maybe that's why those gymnasts in Romania can do all those crazy gymnastic things, why they win gold medals every year in the Olympics.
Because maybe they're just very athletic and in shape.
Because they had Barbies when they were a kid, and they looked at all these, and then they modeled their body contortions after what they could make Barbie do.
I don't know. That's a thought. You chew on
it. Okay, moving on.
Yes. Actually, at this time, we're very happy to announce we have our first sponsor.
Yay.
And we would like to give a shout out and take a moment to hear from our sponsor, Tequila Pharmaceuticals.
What? Who?
Tequila Pharmaceuticals.
Tequila Pharmaceuticals.
Tequila Pharmaceuticals.
And what kind of products do they sell, Lisa?
Well, why don't you listen? Do you bruise easily? Are you klutzy and run into things on a daily basis? Bruisies may be for you. In a double-blind study, once-a-day bruisies was shown to significantly reduce bruising in only 6 days versus 5 days without.
Side effects may vary and may include internal bleeding, rashes, paralysis, blindness, coma, loss of speech, sight, appetite, loss of hair, limbs, and bad breath. If you experience an erection for more than 48 hours, please consult a physician, especially if you're female.
Ask your doctor about Bruisies today.
Yay!
Yay, and welcome to the show, Tequila Pharmaceuticals. We're very happy to have you here. We look forward to many commercials.
Having branded a few companies and a few products in my old ad days, I may want to meet with your marketing team regarding the name of your company. Okay, what else we got here? Let me get my cocktail napkins together here first. All right. What's this redirect?
Well,
hey, by the way, I do want to point out this week, if we seem a little frenetic here on the air this week, it's all Lisa's fault.
Everything's always Lisa's fault. You're going to learn that, folks.
Because Mrs. OCD did not actually take the time this week to sit down and word process the notes for the show. So she hand wrote them. And first of all, she's left-handed and I'm right-handed. So I'm used to reading right-handed writing and I have a hard time reading left-handed.
You can
writing.
Read? You never read those honey-do lists, I leave.
Because they're left-handed writing. I cannot read. Because I'm right-handed, I can't read left-handed writing.
That's why you can't read.
Yeah, that's it. And okay. I can't read anybody that writes left-handed. I can't read their writing.
Okay.
And people that are... can you read my writing?
Yes.
You can?
Yeah.
Do you look at it in a mirror?
No.
Well, that's how you have to do it.
If that's how you're reading your honeydew notes, you're probably doing it wrong.
The honeydews? You leave honeydew notes?
Yeah. See, he's never seen them.
I thought that was the grocery list. Yeah, and since you ordered the groceries online, that's, hey, my hands are washed of that.
I do everything online. Everything online.
Yeah.
You know, so I know we did a lot of bitching about things that pissed us off. And we really don't want you to think that we're just always angry. Well, he is, but I'm not. I'm a pretty happy person. Want to redirect the holidays. Stop pointing at your wrist, you idiot. You know, with the holidays upon us, there are a lot of things that you're grateful for. Your family, your friends. In our case, just the fact that our feet hit the floor every morning makes us grateful. So remember that. Next week, we're going to probably be a little more holiday spirited because it's the last show before the
holidays. Or not.
Or not. We'll see. But thank you for today. We look forward to hearing your feedback on the show. And after we close here, we're going to stick around, listen for a few minutes because Brian is debuting his new song, You've Got the Mrs. Menopause Blues.
Who has the Mrs. Menopause Blues?
You do. You're married to me.
I got the Mrs. Menopause.
You've got the Mrs. Menopause Blues.
Oh, yeah.
Original music you'll only be able to hear here, folks.
Love you guys. Please, we need some more orgasmic listeners. Bring them out. And not just from Great Britain. There's got to be orgasmic people in other countries, too.
All right. Till next week. Let's hear those comments and have a great week.
Yeah. I'm Brian.
I'm Lisa.
And we are
the Sarcastic Seniors.
Colini.
Out.
And soft as a glove. This big-hearted, crazy woman I love. Sometimes she's hot. Sometimes she's even hotter. But the moods and the flashes, they ain't no bother. It just happens to every woman as they grow older. It's up to us men to help them get over. A delicate change, it ignites her fuse. Work it out, man! You got the Mrs. Menopause Blues. We'll never know, so don't try to figure how a gun can go off with no seeming trigger. She'll rant, she'll cry, you just help her get by. An open window and a fan. Are you good friends, man? So no matter what tools you use, you gotta work it out for your Mrs. Menopause Blues. Thing. So when she gets hot, find your way to that cool down spot. Cause you know that you love her. Forsaken all others. Just hold her and hug her. try not to bug her. There ain't nothing else she can do. But love on that little Mrs. Menopause blues. Yeah, Mrs. Menopause blues.